Throughout our history, humankind has looked to understand the world around us, to define, taxonomize, and scientate. But some secrets have defied the cold scalpel of knowledge. These dark mysteries still reside within the Mind Trench with your guide, Rob Bollock.
It certainly is the Mind Trench. How are you going this morning, Rob?
I just got to write down cold scalpel of knowledge. I forget it each week.
It's a good line. It's a very, very good line. Hey, what have you brought us this morning? What have you found on your trawls of the internet?
Pointing. I've never, ever thought about this before. Thank you for the listener for putting me this. But pointing is the very first gesture babies use to refer to the objects around them.
Aww.
This is true across human societies across the planet. People begin pointing between 9 to 14 months.
Oh, wow. That's quite...
And we continue it for the rest of our lives. It's easier to assume that we point in order to call attention to things, but scientists argue, because they've got nothing else better to do. It's just, we need to justify our wages. The real reason we do so has nothing to do with using our finger as an arrow. Scientists have previously argued that pointing is important because it lays down the foundation for language acquisition.
Okay.
In a study released last Wednesday, researchers from the Jean Nicod Institute. Nicod, how would you say that in French? N-I-C-O-D.
Nicod.
The Nicod Institute in Paris argue that the reason we point comes down to the original intention behind the action.
Okay, so it's not about a direction necessarily.
No. Pointing, they say, begins in an infancy. It's an attempt to touch an object.
That makes sense. Yeah, I can see that. Because kids are always putting things in their mouths and grabbing stuff. And
pointing is the first thing that infants do to coordinate attention with adults. But you actually think about it, like I've been doing so many experiments.
Just pointing at things?
Pointing at stuff.
How often do you feel like you actually point, though?
All the time when think about it,
I use what you do.
I know if I sat on my hands, I couldn't say anything.
I'm less of that.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah. I'm definitely I talk with my hands, which doesn't translate on the radio.
That's kind of different to pointing, right? Pointing is quite specific.
We were doing the Saturday show and Rachel was doing an interview in there and we all stopped to watch her. It was like semaphore.
I also remember that.
It was excellent.
I turned around and Rob and Sam were looking at me like, what are you doing? Just getting, you know, getting myself in character for doing an interview.
Right. Now, after I read all that, I did a bit of more research and that led me in 2009. There was a fieldwork project in Papua New Guinea's remote interior. The goal was to study the language and culture of the Yupno, an indigenous group of some 8,000 people. While they were conducting interviews, they noticed that the way Yupno would point, they would scrunch up their noses and just go like that.
With their head.
Go like that with their head.
Go like that. I hope you can all see that at home.
They don't know why they point like that, but they reckon they place a high value on discreet communication.
Oh, that's cool. So it's not necessarily universally...
No, so it's not a universal thing. It's not. There's quite a few indigenous people in South America and Africa that do the same sort of thing.
Pointing kind of with your face.
With your face.
Do you find pointing with your finger rude?
I always
it all depends.
Like if you're pointing at someone rather than at a thing.
Yeah, but it all depends in which context it is. If I'm pointing at you and I'm going like that,
quite scary, really.
Yeah, but it can be, but you can go, oh, hey, you.
I don't know, that one was also quite...
But I actually tried yesterday to point out something to somebody without using my hands, eyes or nose or anything, and it is impossible.
That's hard. You'd have to describe it.
Because I do all three.
You do a lot of finger guns as well, Rob. Yeah. You're a big finger gunner. Yeah. I think that's back
from my rave days. Yeah. I know there's all that flashbacks. just my arm feels really good. But I thought that's really good. I thought it's really, really,
it's really
a fantastic
interesting
little story.
I've always been told that it's politer to point with an open palm, so gesture with your whole hand rather than than pointing, because it's more of an open action. So, your hand out, palm up,
and you're using that. That's quite theatrical.
It is quite theatrical. It's that sort of to be or not to be kind of thing going on. But it is apparently politer because it's a softer action.
I think I might try that.
Than pointing.
I might try that.
It's funny though, because something like that, you just don't really think about why you do it.
No.
It's like these same people were saying, some people go left or right, and other people will go east or west. when they're describing something.
That's interesting. It's just how your brain's wired, basically.
Yeah.
That's fascinating. If you've got topics that you have, you know, a burning desire to know more about, Rob will be your personal research assistant.
And I'll just say a little bit about last night.
Yeah, I was going to ask away.
We started our ghost spirit investigation. Last night, and it was really, really good. I don't want to give too much away, but there was some freaky shit with candles, just dancing and stuff.
I came in when Des and I came into the studio this morning. Rob was like, "Oh, it was spooky."
It was spooky.
I just don't know how.
James
feel
was
about
also
him.
Looking quite spooked as well.
James, the cameraman who was reading the news today, he had a bit of an incident. Where he just felt really
I think
really
you
weird.
Should keep it vague. I think we'll, like that.
Yeah. No, what we're going to do, we're going to do some more filming and then we're going to edit it and then we're going to put it up on the B website.
All will be revealed everybody can have a in look. Due course.
But I'm into it.
Ghostbusters.
I'm open.
Yeah, it's interesting to see how your attitude towards the whole thing has changed.
When you first bought this in, you were very... Folded arms, I'm not
even,
having it.
Actually, even before you bought the topic in, you were like, I'll never do anything about ghosts. Nah. I'm
glad I have, because it's opened up quite a realm.
Literally.
Well, yeah.
Hey, if you want Rob to look something up for you, 5395, flick us your suggestions, or you can give us a call on 309-3879, and he will dive deep into the
web. So remember, if you're going to point at someone...
Open palm. It is quite theatrical, I do feel. Maybe like a flight attendant as well.
Your two table tennis back.
The Mind Trench with Rob Bowles, only on 95 BFM.
It is BFM Breakfast. Thank you, Rob, very much.